Workbook, Unit 5, Lesson 2, Exercise 2. Listen to an interview about the future of work. Which prediction from Exercise 1 is not given?
Welcome to The Working World, where we are discussing the future of the labour market. Our guests today are Thomas Edwards and Omur Hamed.
Thank you.
Let's start with you, Omur. You have been studying the trends in the workplace for many years now. What do you want to tell young people about the future of work?
Well, after analysing current job offers and interviewing business owners, we concluded that artificial intelligence will have a significant impact on the type of jobs in the future.
Now, Thomas, I think you feel quite strongly about artificial intelligence.
Yes, I do. Artificial intelligence, or AI as we call it, promises to destroy jobs. One study found that 82% of areas in Europe and North America experienced a decrease in jobs as a result of using AI.
Yes, but although this study appeared to show a decline in jobs, it failed to tell us there was an increase of 60% in jobs in areas where AI could not be used. Plus, an earlier study tells us that only 5% of jobs can be completely substituted by machines.
So, what jobs will be less affected by AI?
It is clear that jobs that need to use interpersonal skills are a lot safer from being substituted by AI.
You both seem to be suggesting that the job market appears to be changing. Should we risk using AI if it is going to cause so many problems?
Change has always happened and always will. Most of our ancestors used to work in agriculture, but machines reduced the demand for farmers but increased the need for computer programmers.
What new jobs are expected to be common in the future?
Well, teaching jobs appear to be an area that will be less affected by AI and technology in general, as well as jobs in medicine. So, nurses and doctors.
Nurses and doctors? Why is that?
Well, the population of the world is getting older, and as more people live longer, they will need more healthcare.
Ah, that makes sense. What impact would this have?
Well, it is expected that by 2030, an average of 600 million people worldwide will have to change careers or learn new skills.
Interesting. And what are some of these new skills, Thomas?
They need to learn about new technology and speak different languages. With the internet, we are working much more globally now, and we need to speak to people all over the world. I would consider studying English to a very high level, and perhaps another language too.
Okay, we're almost out of time. Can you give our listeners one last piece of advice, Omur?
First of all, my advice would be not to worry. If you are at school now, do not give up the idea of your dream job. But remember, you may need to learn a few new things to do that job in the future.
Thank you. And how about you, Thomas?
Although I don't often agree with Omur, I do on this point. Adapting is the key, and you have to continue learning new things. This is more important now than ever.
Well, thank you both very much for sharing your advice and giving us all a better idea of the world of work in the future.